Today in the studio, I have with me Carla Attanasio. She's been a chairperson with Pinoys on Parliament since its inception. We also have Lisa Landicho, who is the director of finance. It's actually her first Pinoy on Parliament. Carla, can you tell me a little bit about what Pinoys on Parliament is?
Definitely. Well, thanks again, Lauren, for having us here in the studio. Pinoys on Parliament is a three-day conference that's run by members of this nonprofit called Kabangka. And what we are is we're a group of Filipino-Canadian youth really looking to solidify, you know, Filipino representation in all levels, in all industries, not just government. The name is a bit of a misnomer. It makes you think that we're only interested in politics, but since, you know, our inception in 2019, we've actually expanded to include different sectors like the arts, business, STEM, and so many more. This weekend, from the 23rd to the 25th, we are going to do a lot of workshops, including speaker panels as well in different topics. And all of that is possible through the work of our volunteers, but also our funders and sponsors that have been helping us to make this thing possible.
Mm-hmm, right. A huge networking opportunity, which, if I'm not mistaken, is kind of how you guys met. Yes. Lisa, do you want to talk a little bit about what this means to you? What's going on this weekend? How it's been so far?
Yes. So going into this, I was kind of like in the blind. Like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like, I obviously knew a little bit about what they do and what it is, but I had no idea with the whole planning and stuff. Like, I was just, yeah, I had no idea. So coming into this, I've met like so many people. That's honestly been one of my favorite parts, because I was like, I feel like growing up here in Canada, I kind of felt like I lost a part of my identity as a Filipino Canadian. So when I joined this, my intent was to surround myself more what it is and find my identity as a Filipino Canadian. So it's definitely nice. And then my favorite part about it is being able to meet other people from all around Canada. So that's been very exciting.
Yeah, totally. And you know, Carla, you touched on it a little bit about the Filipino community in Manitoba, right? So how has this experience been like connecting with Filipino Canadians on a scale like this?
Yeah, excellent question. I mean, Filipinos in Canada compose almost 3% of the Canadian population, and a lot of us migrated, I think, in the early 60s to 70s, and then in recent times, there's a caregiver and temporary foreign worker program that has brought on a lot of Filipino migrants in here. But Lisa and I are from Manitoba, and our context there is very different, because the Filipino community there came as early as the 50s. And we have really established this rooted community where everybody kind of knows each other. And it's interesting to come to Ottawa and meet Filipino Canadians from like Goose Bay in Newfoundland to Vancouver in British Columbia and hear about their experiences growing up as Filipino Canadians. Because for Lisa and I, personally, I never felt like I was a minority, especially living in Winnipeg's North End. Yes. Everybody looked like me, spoke like me. You know, their parents were friends with my parents. But there was still, you know, this kind of disconnect between immigrants and Canadian-born Filipino youth. So I think for me, that was the biggest tension. But for people that are outside of Manitoba that maybe migrated here because their parents were caregivers and then they ask them to come here, their challenges are a lot more difficult because now they're living with, yes, you know, their mom or their dad, but they don't know them. And so they have to face this entire layer of, A, figuring out what this Filipino-Canadian even mean, but also how do I figure out my dynamics with my parents and also try to find a community. And what Pinoys on Parliament does is try to give those people, not the answer, but some advice as to how they can get started on that journey.
Mm-hmm. And I think I remember reading that Pinoys on Parliament began because like a group of people looked around and realized that representation wasn't there. So what does this group and its representation, in your words, kind of bring to like bridging those tensions?
Yeah, I mean, U Ottawa and Pinoys on Parliament have a really great relationship because in 2019, you know, a group of University of Ottawa students thought there's a significant Filipino population here. We have to get them together. And then they were like, wait, but we're Filipino, so it has to be fun. It has to be some kind of party that's also meaningful. For Pinoys on Parliament, it's what we're trying to provide here is a very expandable way of defining what being Filipino-Canadian is. I've kind of talked about it a little bit, but when you're in the diaspora, there's no straight answer as to how you're going to define yourself. And with Pinoys in Parliament, we try to bring people from all walks of life. Like, for example, this year, we have a panel on arts. So we have a Filipino playwright, you know, a Filipino artist who's really hit a very good reputation within, like, the cyberspace NFT kind of business. Somebody in, you know, pastries. Like, these are unconventional tasks or jobs that Filipinos, you know, are not expected to be in. So the point that I guess we're trying to make here is that you can be the type of Filipino that you want. And there's no wrong way of being that.
Mm-hmm. It's not a monolithic culture. Everyone is unique. So it's if you identify with this art form, it seems to be that that's the message, right?
Exactly. And I don't know if you know this, but the Philippines is actually composed of about 7,000 islands. So even back home, like, there really is no one definition of Filipino. But because we live in a society that likes to define and label things, sometimes it's just easier to sort that. But there's something very freeing about realizing that, like, actually, you could just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. 7,000 yeah. islands. Yeah. Everybody's going to be doing something different, right?
Yeah. Like, it's definitely, like, inspiring, like, seeing other people in different areas when it comes to, like, different professions. So, yeah, that was, like, one of the things that I really loved about POP and, like, the people I've met, that we all come from different types of profession. Like, I'm still in school, so, like, everyone's, like, taking different things. So it's definitely inspiring. Yeah, just work hard and you'll get, like, what you want as long as you put your mind into it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
And you guys have a pretty decent lineup to represent that message, too. I think it's your day one starts on Friday. You guys have a lot of people who are going to be joining for that. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that's going to look like?
Yeah. So on Friday, we have the Sir John A. McDonald Building. And we've been graciously sponsored by the Philippine Embassy of Canada and also our partners in the Canadian government, like Senator Osler, who's the first Filipina-Canadian senator. And, you know, without these already existing opportunities, like, we wouldn't be able to get to where we are now. So the event on Friday, it's a community gala. We're expecting about 300 people. It's composed of dignitaries like MPs, you know, people from the media like yourselves, and also community members that are flying in from different parts of Canada. And this is really the time where we get to get together, take lots of pictures, but also celebrate the accomplishments that our organizations and our volunteers, you know, have put together in the last 6 years. 6 years is a long time. And I've been doing Pinoys on Parliament for that long, and to see it grow to this scale, we started with about 100 delegates and now we've tripled that number. It's really amazing. There's an appetite for this kind of conversation because people are hungry for, you know, not only social connection, especially after COVID, but also to expand their lives further.
Mm-hmm. And Carla, what are your expectations for this weekend? Because this is your first time. You have the opening gala on Friday, which sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
But then you also have, like, all these workshops, right? So
yes.
Tell me about what you're looking at going into this weekend.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to be hectic. Like, hearing from their stories from the previous year, it's going to be, like, really fun. And I think coming into this, I told myself to just have fun and enjoy everything that's going on. Because, yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend.
It's going to be a busy
yeah.
weekend. And actually, I'd like to take this opportunity to kind of talk about our workshops because, you know, sometimes you go to conferences and they're often, you know, if you go to a business conference, obviously everything will be about business. But with Pinoys on Parliament, we really have this diverse range of topics that people can choose from. So our topics span from how do you deal with dignitaries? How do you act? What's the etiquette to fashion and traditional kind of food practices in the Philippines and an acting workshop and among many others. This weekend there's going to be 12 and all of them will be hosted and facilitated by folks from different parts of Canada. One of my favorite ones is what's the chismis or what's the,
yeah.
I guess, what's the story? I don't know how you would translate chismis in English, but it's basically like, what's the gossip?
What's the tea?
Basically. And it's what they do is they try to transform, you know, this kind of honestly toxic behavior of gossiping, and how do we transform that into a more healthy way of communication. So there's that. And then obviously, because of our longstanding relationship with the Philippine Embassy, they're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on back home and how can you use skills that are applicable wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I love that. I'm excited to hear how that workshop goes. Another thing is that you guys also have a theme every year, right? So do you want to talk about the theme for this year?
The theme this year is laro, or play in Tagalog. We were actually debating about this in the beginning of the year because I was like, oh, what if we do like journey? Because, you know, we could do little designs of jeepneys. That's a staple in the Filipino community. But we thought that with current political and social climate that we're living in, we need to look within ourselves and look back at, you know, our inner child. What was the thing that we needed so much when we were growing up? Because, you know, if you read the theme, it says there, for a lot of us, especially children of immigrants, we were forced to grow up a lot faster than other kids. Like, yes. You know, one of our friends was like, I was my parents' paralegal. They were making me read legal documents at 9 years old. I don't know, Lisa, if you had experiences like that.
Well, I personally didn't because I have older siblings. So it was mainly my older siblings that did it. But then now that they're gone, I'm like the next person in line.
Yeah.
So your time has come.
Yeah, exactly. So there's moments when you were younger where you're like, you're supposed to be playing with other kids, but you know, your parents would tell you that, like, maybe you can't afford to do those things, or maybe we just don't have the resources because, you know, we're kind of starting from scratch. We're building our lives here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that because, like, personally, like, with me, like, I had to cook dinner for my family because my parents were working. So it's definitely, like, you grow a lot faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also just talking about generational trauma, right, and how to unpack all of the trauma that comes from migrating. Like, I came here when I was 13, so I was basically uprooted from everything that I knew, like all my relatives, all my family, the friends that I have built, you know, my whole life. And then I had to move to this, like, cold, foreign, like, honestly, not as advertised place.
Yes, Winnipeg.
So yeah, Winnipeg. On TV, Canada's like, this wonderland, everything's green and clean.
Gray.
It was not that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So there's a huge sense of unity, too, to bringing this event together for everybody who's sharing these experiences, for the people who can relate. That sense of healing your inner child, it also goes along with what you said with those workshops, like healing the sense of, like, gossip, storytelling. Like, there's a lot to unpack here that isn't just, like you said, Pinoy's on Parliament sounds like we're talking about something political. You're unpacking a whole lot here, right? So I guess I'm going to boil it down to a kind of hard question. What are you most looking forward to taking away from this event this year?
Let's think on that.
Yeah.
For a second. You got time. Think on that. I think this year, it's our biggest year yet. And I'm most looking forward to the partnerships that we've built. This year is huge because, you know, we've solidified our partnership with the Philippine Embassy, like, for real. And then the Golden Balangay Awards, which is an awards body composed by Filipino community members that give out accolades for other Filipinos that are doing really well in their community. And then there's the Filipino Canadian Students Association. And what they do is they advocate for, you know, the rights of post-secondary students, international students. So it really feels like an Avengers kind of situation here where all of us are on the same page. We're saying that we want to uplift Filipinos that are very respected in their industries, but we also want the Filipino youth that are coming after them to be comfortable enough in themselves to pursue whatever they want. And I think for a lot of people that we've invited as speakers, all of them say the same thing after, you know, they speak at the panel. They always say, I wish I had this when I was younger, because there's so much societal expectations. There's so much cultural pressure, you know, to be a certain way when you're actually just as perfect the way that you are. And I'm really excited because some parents also are coming this year. So it'll be interesting to see what their reaction would be about the range of topics that we will be talking about. But I'm hoping that this will translate into a larger social movement of Filipino-Canadian youth reclaiming their Filipino identity.
as director of finance, I've learned a lot, especially like the career that I'm planning on doing, which is accounting. And I feel like just the skills that I've learned overall throughout this whole journey, I look forward to being able to utilize those skills in the outside world, like in the real world. Because, yeah, I think that's like what I look forward to the most.
Yeah. I do have one final question that I wanted to ask, actually, for both of you, pretty much, because this is the sixth year. Yes. You've been here since, like you're a veteran at this point, and you're pretty new. Yeah. So I kind of want to hear both of your takes coming from those different stances, where you hope Pinoy's on Parliament will go from here, maybe within the next 6 years.
Oh, right. So on the way here, so we walked from Elgin to Ottawa, and I saw the Shaw Center, and I was like, hopefully in the next 5 years, we'd be able to pack in, not 1,000, but like a couple more hundred Filipino Canadians. And hopefully would, first of all, be able to pay for our volunteers, because a lot of time and effort goes into this. It's basically a part-time job and we're not motivated by money. It's mostly just for the love of community and for the love of each other. So I think compensation would be really awesome. The second thing would be to reach a lot more Filipino Canadian youth. There's Filipinos in all corners of Canada, but there's just been some areas where outreach has been a lot harder. And I'd also want to see what their lives are. For example, for folks that are living, you know, in the eastern coasts, for example. And then finally, I'd want Pinoy's on Parliament to last for as long as possible. You know, we've been doing this for 6 years and it's powered by community. We're hoping that it can continue to be sustainable so that we can continue to inspire each other.
For me, I definitely just want to see it grow more, because going into this, I've barely heard about it. So when I heard it from Carla, I was like, this is actually like a really good thing for the community. So I was like, I hope it could reach more Filipinos around Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just growth is what I look forward to with this.
Growing and growing. Yes. You love to see it. Okay, yes. Well, I'm excited to see you guys on Friday. I'm excited to hear about how these workshops go. All the best. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you so much. This was so lovely.